Welcome to the His Way Out Ministries broadcast with Pastor Philip Lee. A friend says to you, once gay, always gay. How do you respond? My child just told me he's gay. What can I do? What causes same-sex attraction? Can a Christian be gay? If I disagree with homosexual practice, am I intolerant and homophobic? Is change possible for the homosexual? How should the church be responding? His Way Out Ministries is dedicated to raising awareness, educating, encouraging, and equipping the body of Christ to minister to men, women, and their families with the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction. We believe restoration is possible and available through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Christ Jesus is calling His church to meet the need of the hour. The question is, will we be prepared? And now, here's Pastor Philip Lee.
Good morning, and welcome once again to a broadcast of His Way Out Ministries. I'm very glad you could join us. With me this morning in the studio is a very, very special friend and actually ministry partner of many, many years. He is the founder and the director of Wholeness Ministries here in Bakersfield, California. He is also the author of several books, Why Not Waste Time with God, Learning to Do What Jesus Did, and Before You Get Here. With me this morning is Mike Evans. Mike, so good to see you. Great to have you.
Good to be here, Philip. Thank you for the invitation.
My pleasure. You and I, again, have known each other for many years. We met just about 23 years or so ago.
At least, yes.
When at that time, I believe the Holy Spirit was tugging at my heart to launch out into, for lack of better expression, ex-gay ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was aware that just prior to this, you had begun Wholeness Ministries. You launched out, as I did, mm-hmm. at His Way Out, entirely by faith. And I thought, I'd like to get together with this guy and talk about this. Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember that very clearly because I had begun this healing ministry, and it was a new leap for me also. So it was, a very fortuitous time for us to get together.
Well, tell us a little bit about Wholeness Ministry.
Well, Wholeness Ministry, as I said, is basically a healing ministry. We go out and train and equip, specifically go to churches that invite us to come in and help them to learn how to set up prayer teams, recruit those teams, how to operate in the various gifts that we have, how to understand the authority we can walk in, dealing with physical healing, praying for inner healing, praying for deliverance ministry, and then really making people aware of spiritual warfare and what right. that entails. So it's basically, I call it a healing ministry, but it's really much more than that.
Over the years, you and I have partnered together many, many times. We have spoke together in churches, at conferences. We've had counseling sessions with a variety of people over the years. So appreciating Wholeness Ministries and that you are so clear in that you believe that change is possible from a very, very long list of various habits and addictions and various behaviors.
Oh, yes, I do.
And you and I, having partnered together so many times, we've seen God do some pretty incredible things in a number of lives.
Yes, we have. A number of lives.
Well, 23 years ago, again, when His Way Out Ministries began, obviously, that's a long time back there, and things were very, very different. Not only in the world, but in the church today with regard to the whole subject matter of homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
You have seen and you've witnessed yourself by ministering to men and women with the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction. How would you say we're doing today, Mike, in terms of the church and reaching those with this particular area of unwanted brokenness?
I think that I think it's good that we're much more vocal about it and much more out there. I think we're doing a better job because we're willing to address the subject. You know, when you started in this ministry a number of years ago, there really, when I needed to talk to someone about an individual who was dealing with this, I really had no resources that I knew of much to go to. And so I think with your ministry, with His Way Out, and others that have come up alongside of you that you've worked with, I think we're doing a much better job of addressing that issue. And we're much more, I believe, not only much more out there in addressing it and helping people to deal with it, but it's not something that's so hidden away anymore.
Right.
People are
right.
more willing to talk about it.
And that's very, very important.
Yes, it is.
Given our specialized focus of ministry, there are a number of individuals today, families, churches of various denominations, that some are still questioning, can a homosexual really, truly change? Mm-hmm. What would you say to that?
Well, you know, both of us have seen this happen.
Yes.
And it's often a process. For me, I've seen in people that I've dealt with, it's been a process and sometimes a very long process, but it is possible. I don't buy into the change can't happen. Just like, you know, I pray for a lot of people that are sick for healing. Sometimes healing happens, sometimes it doesn't happen. But that doesn't stop me from pursuing and expecting that when I pray for people, they're going to be healed. So yes. I do believe change is possible.
And I think we have to acknowledge as well that change can differ from person to person.
Yes.
Change is a process. Now, can God instantaneously change an individual? Yes, he can, and he has. But I have found, and I think you would agree, that more than not, God works through a process.
Yes, yes. I have found that typically that's normal process to me. Even in healing, I find sometimes physical healing happens instantly, but in the case of other things like inner healing where there's deep wounds, it's a process, and sometimes it takes several weeks for that process to be completed and that healing to be completed, and that's pretty normal.
Because Wholeness Ministries and His Way Out Ministries are Christian ministries, our foundation, first and foremost, is God's Word.
Yes.
And you and I know that Scripture states very, very clearly in both the Old and the New Testament that every time that homosexuality is mentioned, it is always mentioned and offered in the context of which a behavior that no man or woman is to practice.
Mm-hmm.
I have never found in the entire Word of God, I have never found even one Scripture that validates homosexual practice. How about you?
Well, I'd have to stand alongside you with that one and agree, because I have not either in all of my research into this topic. No, I've none. I found there are individuals, you know, can take scriptures and you can turn them to say lots of different things.
Yes.
But I've never found one when it's placed in its context, it's never validates homosexuality.
Exactly. And again, 23 years ago, when both Wholeness and His Way Out Ministries began, we are indeed living in a very, very different world in church today.
Oh, indeed. Yes,
but we are. But on the subject matter of homosexuality and pointing to the scriptures, which clearly, once again, there's no scripture whatsoever that validates, encourages, or supports homosexual practice. Not unlike many other various behaviors in which God says, for lack of a better expression, don't go there.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely. Let me ask you, Mike, your books, Why Not Waste Time with God and Learning to Do What Jesus Did, and Before You Get Here, which I personally highly recommend each and every one of your books because they are biblically based and they offer a lot of practical information. What led you to write all those books?
Well, the first book, it was not something I actually set out to do because when I was first exposed to the healing ministry, I realized that there wasn't a lot of real practical, how do we do this? And what is it, how do we address things like authority and faith and healing and the various aspects of healing? And so I began to gather materials and go to conferences and workshops, and it was a result of that, okay? The second book was really, I had the Why Not Waste Time with God. I had hit a wall in ministry, honestly, emotionally, physically. I was just worn out. And I love to go up to the Kern River Canyon and sit. And so I went up there, and I just sat there for a while, and I come home. And this went on for 3 or 4 days. And then there was a point, Philip, when I carry on these conversations with God when I'm and a place where I can do that. And he very clearly said to me, Michael, I'm going to teach you how to be a friend. And what I began to understand about friends is they spend time together. And so the genesis of that book was learning that God wanted to spend time with me, just hanging out with me and doing nothing. And that's how that started, that whole process of how do you do that? Because we're in such a hurried world, right?
Yes.
How do you set some time aside just to do nothing and hang out with God? So that book talks about that. And then the last book, before you get here, my work is, part of it is I do a lot of work with people in inner healing, dealing with past hurts. And you know, we carry around a lot of garbage.
Yes.
I refer it to garbage. It's pain from the past.
Right.
And so the genesis of that book was, of course, dealing with people with this past garbage, unforgiveness issues, anger, bitterness, abandonment, a number of things. And so this book became as a result of helping people to understand what it means to have a wounded self-image. You know, how do you deal with the unforgiveness in your life, and what are the various issues that help you to become whole and healed? And so the title of the book, before you get here, really the subtitle is Baggage to Drop on Your Way to Heaven.
Right, right.
And I believe that title came right from God.
Absolutely. I'd like to focus for a moment on the book, Learning to Do What Jesus Did, because it really is a workbook.
Yes.
And from beginning to end, it's all biblically based and, again, offers such great practical guidelines and steps. Let me ask you, Mike, in terms of repentance, define repentance for us.
Well, the simplest definition I've heard of repentance is just turn around. Basically, it's going one direction and turning around 180 degrees in the other direction. It's asking for forgiveness for the sin, repenting or asking God to forgive you and turning around and going off in another direction. Like if I'm angry because you did something to me and I come to you and ask for forgiveness, I'm repenting of that behavior.
Yes.
It changes my heart. Restores our relationship. That's the kind of thing that God wants with us, relationship, and that comes through repentance.
Absolutely. Let me take some liberty here because, again, the ministry focus of His Way Out Ministry is to help men and women with the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction. What I've seen over these many years, especially with men that struggle with same-sex attraction, they come to the Lord Jesus, they surrender their lives to Him, fully, unconditionally, but again, because they enter into a process of sanctification, we don't get to our broken places in life overnight.
No.
I don't think it's very realistic to expect that everything's going to be resolved overnight. But for many, many men, the issue of being drawn to members of the same sex, that doesn't just disappear again overnight. And I've seen far too many men in the past think, well, from time to time, I'm still experiencing that particular temptation. There it is again. Am I really even truly born again? It was just a temptation. There's a world of difference, wouldn't you agree, between temptation and sin?
Oh, yes. Of course. Yes. Temptation is, well, you know, you get something thrown out there in front of you, and you make a decision at that moment whether you're going to do it or not do it. Where you're going to either take that drink or shoot up that drug or, you know, if it's there, the temptation is to do it. If you don't do it and you turn away from it, that's in actuality an act of repentance. That's a discipline. I'm not going to go there. But you haven't sinned because you stepped back away from it.
I've never met any man or woman yet, whether they've been walking with Jesus for a day or 50 years, that walks totally, completely, totally free of temptation.
No, neither have I. I don't know of anybody in my circle that I have met who is totally free ever of temptation. I think it's part of the human condition, Philip.
And we have an enemy. We have an adversary, which once again, let me take us now into another section of learning to do what Jesus did. You give a lot of time, energy, and attention to the enemy, our adversary, and very specifically in talking about, it's quite a large section on deliverance. Mm-hmm. Speak to us about that, if you would.
Yes. Obviously, we are in spiritual warfare. The enemy wants to take us out, take us down, stop us, whatever he can do to do that. And there are times when we get harassed by or oppressed by demonic spirits because they find what I would call chinks in the armor, places where they can go and harass us or oppress us. And so I believe that we need to understand, one, we're in warfare. We need to understand a little bit about the enemy and how he works. I don't believe we need to spend a lot of time focused on him. I believe our time needs to be focused on God, but we at least need to know we have an enemy. These are his objectives. These are the kinds of things he uses to try to stop us or try to take us down or make us sick or whatever. And so I believe that if a person comes in needing what I would call deliverance, there's oftentimes a process of we go through inner healing.
Yes.
And if we get rid of the issues like anger or bitterness, getting rid of the demonic spirits that harass one because of that is relatively easy.
And I appreciate you talking about having to walk through areas of unforgiveness, because I remember when you and I again first met, and mm-hmm. you and I had some sessions to where you were leading me through. There was areas that I needed to forgive people, forgive mm-hmm. myself. Mm-hmm. And again, it really points once again to that process. I didn't get to where I am today overnight.
No, and few people do. It is the process, because if you've been, for an instance, if you've carried this stuff around for years, it affects how you act, how you respond, how you react to people. And so it's not only a process of getting rid of it, but then you have to learn, okay, how do I walk into that healing that God has just done in me? You know, because it changes you. It frees you up of some of that old stuff, and you don't want to go back there.
You know what else I found, Mike, and I believe you have as well? There seems to be a lot of Christian men and women today, once again, regardless of the various habit, addiction, or compulsive behaviors. I would submit that, especially here in America, we even want our deliverance microwaved. We want God
Indeed.
To swoop down from glory and uh-huh. go poof, and it's done.
Well, we want everything that way, don't we?
Absolutely, pretty much, especially here in America.
And it's not going to happen that way, rarely. Of course, God can do it that way. But I found usually it is a process. And even in sometimes physical healing, I found that if I pray for someone, there may be some partial healing, and I pray for them again. There'll be some more healing. I'll pray for them again. It may take 3 or 4 times, and the healing is completed. Why God does it that way, I don't know. And there are other times when it's, bam, instant.
He seems to have his own unique timetable and method, differing from person to person to person.
Yes, indeed he does.
I also, Mike, want to ask you once again, talking about deliverance, in your book, Learning to Do What Jesus Did, mm-hmm. you make reference to the difference between being demonically oppressed and demonically possessed. And I'm venturing out in this area because over the years, I have met many people that were emphatic in stating that all men and women that struggle with same-sex attraction are possessed, and I have a problem with that.
Well, if you're a believer, you have the Holy Spirit living within you. You are possessed by Him. You can't be possessed by a demonic spirit. You can be oppressed by spirits.
Yes.
You can be harassed by spirits. But that's the difference between possession. I have met people who were possessed. They were not believers. They were very much involved in occult practices. But the number that I have met has been very small, people actually possessed. But many of us are harassed by, oppressed by. You know, they like to think us, I'm sorry, they like to make us think that way, but they really have very little power.
I would venture to say that every Christian man and lady, once again, regardless of how long they've been walking with Christ Jesus, we all experience times where we're under oppression.
Yes, we
do. It's part of being a Christian, especially in this world in which we live in today. You agree?
I agree, because that's one of the ways that the enemy likes to attack us.
Absolutely. Let's move on now. Let's talk a little bit about your next book, Why Not Waste Time with God, where you give a lot of focus to intimacy with God the Father. Is there a difference between just having relationship with God the Father versus an intimate relationship with Him?
Yeah, I often think of it this way. When my wife and I were dating, we had a relationship. You know, we were very dear, close friends during those dating years, a couple of dating years. But then when we married, we entered into a whole other level of intimacy, okay, as a husband and wife. So I can, for instance, I know you as a dear friend, and we have a certain level of relationship as friends. But if we spend a lot of time hanging out together, doing things together, we'd open up a little bit more, we'd talk a little bit more, we get to know each other a little better. There's another level of intimacy we'd move to, rather than just friends, casual friends, friends, and then very deep friends. So that was the, as I said earlier, I often refer to this as my coffee with God in the morning when I get up, because I grab my coffee and go in my study, close the door, and I just sit there, and we just hang out. And what I have learned over the years of doing this, Philip, is that that's when I have the most intimate time with God, my Father.
Yes.
Because I'm quiet, I'm still, I'm there to just be there and hang out and learn, as I said earlier, how to be a friend.
An important point I believe to bring to this is you cannot know anyone unless you spend time with them.
No, you cannot. That's absolutely right on the button.
And I completely, wholeheartedly agree. You spend time with Jesus, you cannot remain the same.
No, you cannot. He will change you.
He is indeed the one who transforms each and every one of us. In your book, Before You Get Here, Baggage to Drop on Your Way to Heaven, there's a very, very powerful statement that is offered. And the statement is, victory begins with the name of Jesus on our lips. It is consummated by the nature of Jesus in our heart. That's a very profound and powerful statement.
That's a quote I heard by a man by the name of Francis Frangipane. And to me, it means when Jesus goes from you talking about Him to having Him in your life, having Him in your heart, the understanding of what that means is completed, if you will, consummated, because you understand it's much more than head knowledge. It's a lifestyle, it's a life change that happens to you when Jesus infuses every fiber of your being.
Well, again, it's a very, very powerful statement. Spoke to me very, very personally, because I remember going back on my own life many, many years ago. I think it's important for me to first state that I did not become a Christian to leave homosexuality. I became a Christian because Jesus just makes sense. And I'm so thankful to this day that there were men and women that surrounded me, that loved me unconditionally, that mentored me and discipled me. And what I saw through their lives, and really from the truth and the authority of Scripture, I wasn't after heterosexuality as my goal. My goal was then is the same goal today, and that's God the Father. And isn't that the goal for each and every born-again believer?
Wouldn't you think it should be or ought to be, and you would want it to be, the goal is to have a relationship with our Father God that is very intimate and personal, where you felt like a dear friend and you could sit down, talk with Him, and be comfortable with Him anytime you chose?
And I think what's also very, very important, when we know God the Father through an intimate relationship, we all make mistakes. Let's be frank and honest.
No, of course we do.
We all don't hit it letter perfect each and every day. And when we do fall face down in the mud pit, God forbid, we know because of our intimate relationship with God the Father that we can still run to Him and not from Him.
Yes, immediately. In fact, He wants us to run to Him because He wants that relationship open and there and free all the time.
Let me ask you, Mike, because we're almost out of time, unfortunately. This is a vast, vast topic. And again, in your books, you offer so many, many wonderful points and truths. Once again, because of the focus of His Way Out Ministries, we minister with a lot of individuals, men and women, struggling with unwanted same-sex attraction. Mm-hmm. Christian families, parents in particular, wondering, boy, I didn't see this coming. And truly, homosexuality always seems to be someone else's problem until it knocks on your personal front door.
Yes.
Many churches today are struggling with how to handle this.
Right.
I believe, and I believe you do as well, but I don't want to put words in your mouth, we believe that the answer to this crisis that we have faced, and the crisis we're facing today regarding homosexuality and the many related issues, is found in Christ Jesus.
Yes, indeed. In that relationship with Jesus Christ.
So it's all about, at the end of the day, relationship.
Yes, it is.
With God the Father.
Yes, it is. An intimate, close relationship.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, it's been a pleasure having you this morning.
Well, thank you.
Again, I'm so grateful for your friendship and ministry partnership, certainly for the books that you have authored. And by the way, all of Mike's books, if you'll visit www.wholeness.org, you'll find a wealth of information regarding Wholeness Ministries and how to find Mike's books and purchase them as well. Am I right, Mike?
Yes, sir. Right on the button.
To all who joined us this morning, once again, we're always grateful that you're able to tune in. Once again, His Way Out Ministries was birthed by God many, many years ago, a dedicated Christian ministry to reaching around the world with a message of hope and healing and transformation in Christ Jesus. For information about His Way Out Ministries, please visit our website at hiswayout.com. You'll find a wealth of educational videos, a recommended reading list, articles, testimonies. Once again, all kinds of information that we hope that you will download and use. So once again, on behalf of all of us at His Way Out Ministries, until we meet hopefully next time, next week, same time, same station, our Lord richly bless and keep you.
Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. Please join us next Saturday for another His Way Out Ministries broadcast dedicated to ministering to the body of Christ and the community at large with the power of testimony, the dialogue of issues, and the truth of Scripture.